the old guard click over for the holiday season. We'll explain.
And Snoop Dogg says this actress had him on the floor sweating.
Ooh.
Plus, we're dishing with Puss in Boots himself, the legendary Antonio Banderas.
Oh. Welcome to Dish Nation!
Hey!
Look at what the cat done drug in, honey. Hey, Sherry girl.
Hey, Gary. I am here, and I brought some dish with me. So let's get into it. Okay, you guys. Will Smith is back at the red table again.
Bless his spirit.
So no worries, y'all. It's not about entanglements or slaps. Will Smith told a very cringy story about his new film, Emancipation. So he was joined by his three children on the show, and he went into great detail about a really gross ad-lib scene. Check it out.
There's a scene with one of the actors. He leans down at my face and he says, "You're a cold one, ain't you?" And then he ad-libbed. I was like,
what do y'all think? I mean, I think we make a big thing out of it.
I mean, because growing up, we used to spit on each other all the time.
And this was a slavery movie. They did horrible things to slaves. So yeah. I'm not surprised.
Well, Sherry, have you ever been like on set and you had to ad-lib something that kind of like shocked you or threw you off for a loop?
It wasn't gross what I had to do when I play Tracy Jordan's wife, Angie, on 30 Rock. And there was a scene where I had to ad-lib, but Tina Fey wanted me to throw water in her face.
Oh.
And that was very hard because I'm like, you wrote the role. You could take this role back and give it to Queen Latifah. So it was hard to throw water in her face, but I did it.
I mean, in this day and time, honey, I mean, spitting on a person to me, like it's just a sign of love. I don't know.
Well, maybe a therapist appointment. At Saturday at 2?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good grief. Right.
Well, moving on, y'all. Adult film star Carmen Karma says she will deliver a big bag of money to Moneybag Yo for the eggplant. Yes, you heard me right, honey.
Wow.
Carmen hopped on the No Jumper podcast and said she would pay Moneybag Yo 100,000 bands to make her feel good.
Okay.
Yeah.
No strings attached,
no cameras, just sex. Head crack, Gary, Tanner, should Moneybag Yo take her up on this offer?
Man, I mean, Moneybag Yo gets 100K for, like, you know, just, like, keeping his clothes on. So, I don't know. I feel like if word gets around that, like, yo, you could be bought and sold like that. I don't think it'd be good for his brand. So if I was him, I wouldn't do it.
I've never made $100,000 in 90 seconds before. So this is super
exciting. So you do it.
I think it's a wonderful idea.
A wonderful opportunity.
He got to have something that I ain't never seen, honey, because he don't look like he could be all dads. So, honey, I mean.
I just have so many additional questions. Are they taxing this money? You know what I'm saying? Right. Do I get to keep all of it? Does the government get 40%?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
Like,
is it cash?
Right.
Is it cash? That would make me feel like a tramp, but I would still take it. I would still take that 100.
Yeah, no. Mm. I need a W-9.
Sherry, what you want is a W-9 and a half. You know what I'm saying? That's... Okay,
yes,
all right, move on. Well, it looks like Jennifer Aniston forgot our invitation to her Christmas party, guys. Very upset about this. Jen hosted a bunch of her rich and famous friends like Sandra Bullock, Gwyneth Paltrow, Bradley Cooper, Courtney Cox, Lisa Kudrow, Reese Witherspoon, just to drop a few names, at her gigantic Bel Air mansion for a fancy schmancy holiday shindig. Now, according to sources, the joke amongst everyone was that they were the old guard of Hollywood. And get this, supposedly there was not one cell phone out, not because of any rule, but because people were having so much fun socializing.
Oh.
So what y'all think? Are they the old guard because they got famous before cell phones were big?
I think it's really the old guard because this probably was before integration because I didn't see nobody named that I knew that looked like me.
Going through the list, checking it twice, you're pretty right. Pretty right.
Ain't no telling who was hooking up on this thing, you know, too, child.
Switching to eyes wide shut mode.
It does make me think about, like, parties in the 90s, right? When, like, there was no way that anybody was going to get a photo or a video of you doing something embarrassing. I would have definitely been doing embarrassing things. And it doesn't last anymore, you know?
Facts. Mm.
Now you can't get too drunk at your Christmas parties.
You better not.
Really?
Because they got it. Put it on the net.
Child,
okay,
please.
It'll show up on line, honey. All right, y'all, moving on. Naturi Norton said it was hard to beat a queen bee. Now, during a recent interview, Naturi said the hardest part about her channeling Lil' Kim for the movie about Biggie's life, Notorious, was her husky, deep voice. Check this out.
Like, I started practicing how I placed my vowels and the sounds of my mouth. And instead of, like, the brightness of Naturi, it's like, oh, my gosh, yeah! And then I was like, let me rumble with the beat. Like, everything became very husky and very deep.
Oh, well, y'all, obviously fans were impressed because Notorious came out in 2009 and people are still asking her about it. But remember, y'all, Lil' Kim wasn't too happy about Naturi playing her.
Yeah,
it was cast to play her.
Right.
So, Brad, if you had somebody to play you, who would it be?
Oh, man. Oh, I think Keke Palmer would do a good job.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Oh, she would.
I think she would do a good job.
Sherry, you and I, honey, are going to both be actresses. So, Sherry, why don't you audition to play Brad?
Oh, hell no.
You think I could audition to play Brad's mama? I think I'd do better at that. Like if I said, my baby's the first female rapper to go platinum. Go on, baby.
Oh, honey, Mariah Carey's my best friend.
First of all, y'all say that all the time, not me. Every time I look up, it's like, well, Brett, your best friend, well, your best friend, Mariah, well, your best friend, well, I'm like, oh, my God, y'all running it in the ground. Right, let me be Gary. No niece.
Oh, yeah.
I'm tossing salad, bitch.
here's one is Gary. Bitch, when you was old, did they have Abraham Lincoln there, too, when the slaves were there?
Gary, yeah, you've been married 14 times. When is your first husband won ASAP?
Well, yo, man, the sticky, icky, ooh, we usually keep Snoop Dogg calm and in a cool space, but now when it comes to the legendary Pam Grier.
Hey.
Now, check out how he reacted to meeting the icon while traveling to film their 2001 movie, Bones.
I'm in the airport, chilling, sitting down. I walk up behind me and do like this. And it's Pam Grier.
Oh. Coffee.
Jackie Brown.
You talking about coffee?
Listen, wait a minute. That ain't the good part.
What, him?
So she's sitting next to me. And she like, you ready for this role? I'm like, yes, I'm ready, Foxy. So I said, give me 1 second. I'll go to the bathroom do this.
Wow. Yo, Snoop got excited.
And he seems like he's not very easily excitable. Like,
real calm. He always like, high, so he laid back.
Yeah, like, is there somebody that you guys would freak out over? Or, like, you don't know how you would react if you finally got a chance to interact with them?
I freaked out over Prince. Yeah. Mm. I didn't know he wasn't too, a hugger, Brad. But I seen him at the airport. When I tell you I bear hugged his ass, it was like, ah! He probably couldn't breathe. And then later somebody told me he don't do hugs. I was like, shut up.
Did you pick him up off the ground a little bit?
I didn't pick him up, but I was so embarrassed later.
Sherry, have you ever been starstruck?
Yeah, and I remember getting put out to party. It was Aretha Franklin.
Oh.
And we went to Aretha Franklin. It was her birthday party, and I was so excited to meet her. I bent over to say, oh, my God, Miss Franklin, and my sweater got caught on her dress, and it pulled her dress. Next thing I know, after they untangled my sweater, they was like, you have to leave the party.
Oh, that's right, bitch.
I got kicked out the party.
You messed up the queen's dress, baby.
And I think I was up in her face too much. Up next. Okay, if you're not sure how to say Brendan Fraser's last name, we're going to teach you right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. All right, you guys, you know Brendan Fraser.
You mean Brendan Fraser.
You know, from The Mummy, you know, and George of the Jungle and all that good stuff. Well, apparently we've been saying his name wrong since, like, I don't know, forever, right? While discussing his new movie, The Whale, Brendan taught Adam Sandler the correct way to say his name.
When I first met Brendan Fraser, who we're talking, that's your full name, right, Brendan Fraser?
It's Fraser.
Fraser. I
think you shave with a razor. You should try standing closer to it, I know.
Fraser, razor.
Fraser.
Fraser.
Yeah. I always thought Fraser, like the TV show. Like, I always thought it was Fraser. It's Fraser.
Me too. Fraser. Oh. Fraser.
You know, and to that I say,
Fraser.
Spell it that way. If you want people to say your name right, spell it the way you want people to say it.
Hello?
Because, you know, like, every time I see that combination of letters, it's always Fraser.
Yeah, like you say Radajakowski.
Sure.
Yeah.
Radajakowski.
You don't want it recognized within the verbiage.
Have we been saying Lindsay Lohan's name wrong, though? Because I always thought it was Lindsay Lohan.
What is it?
Is it Lindsay Lohan?
Or is it Lindsay Lohan?
Not the Lohan.
Like, apparently, it's been Khloe Kardashian this whole time.
Oh, right. Khloe. Khloe and Khloe.
Oh, that's right, Khloe.
I can't.
Khloe shops at Target.
Like, not Angela, it's Angela. Get out of here.
Okay, y'all. Okay, so I think it's safe to say that Nicolas Cage has always been a little bit eccentric.
A little bit.
But check this out. He had a really strange image of himself as a child. Oh. So because he had this image because his father, August Coppola, who is the brother of Francis Ford Coppola, described his son, Nick Cage, as an alien.
Mm.
Oh, I've never heard this before. So imagine young Nick's surprise when he went on a doctor's visit. Tanner, can you read what he's quoted?
Okay, let me try to get in my Nick Cage voice where he's like, I'm going to steal the Declaration of Independence.
Right.
I was shocked the day I went to the doctor's office as a child and I found out that I had normal organs and a normal skeleton because I was certain I was from another planet.
Oh, man.
Good,
Dan. I don't know if that's a good Nick Cage or not.
Yeah,
come on,
did
you really think he was an alien, though? He is weird.
Yeah, that's what makes him such a genius in his acting, I think.
Yeah.
It's weird.
And I think when your parents are so rich and eccentric and you're not really, like, connected with the rest of the world, when you finally get around, and I say this in quotes, normal people, you probably do feel, like, alienated or, like, you know, not from here.
And he didn't use the Coppola name. He said Cage, so maybe he thought he was in a cage all the time. I don't know.
It's funny thinking about that Coppola Cage thing because that always makes me think about Martin Sheen and Emilio Estevez.
Emilio Estevez.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Yeah. Estevez.
I thought it was Estevez.
Charlie Sheen was like, y'all ain't about to put me on Univision.
Oh, no. Univision.
Okay, y'all. Now, honey, you know Tom Brady, honey, is a health fanatic. Now, we've talked about that before, and well, now, honey, he has rich, straight, white folks problems.
Ooh, that's right. Tom is so strict about what he puts in his body that he ain't got no kind of taste buds left.
Oh.
At least that's what it seemed like. Because during games, he hydrates with a sugar-free lemon concoction with tons of electrolytes. But he drinks it out of a Gatorade bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a fan named Trent was in for a shock when he swiped Tom's bottle and squirted it in his mouth. Check it out.
Oh, my.
That is safe.
You know what? That's what your ass get. Ooh. You don't just walk up and start just drinking somebody's bottle.
Exactly.
Hell no.
You know what the
that's
hell is
nasty.
In that? Ain't that nasty?
Yeah.
Yo, Trent's about to have the best high school football game of his life, though. He's got the jeans. He's got it now.
He drank a jar of electrolytes.
But you know what he got? He got electrolytes and a lot of backwash. That's nasty.
I mean, but is there anybody who you are such a fan of that you would drink after them?
Oh, man, that's tough.
I mean, think about the times y'all got anybody who's ever smoked weed. You friggin' will hit a blunt and their mouth been
true,
on it.
Exactly.
It's the same thing. You drinking after somebody.
Exactly, honey. Or if you're having that person for lunch, you didn't ate behind
them.
I thought about that a lot, though. Like, you're literally putting your lips on something, and then, like, your spit's getting on there a little bit, too. A little bit. And then someone's handing it to you.
But everybody has those friends who would be like, yo, I ain't smoking after you, fam. Here's one I rolled for you. You know what I mean? Like,
Right.
Yeah. All right, y'all, up next, I'm getting the scoop from Antonio Banderas about his new movie, Puss in Boots, The Last Wish. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
First off, Antonio Banderas, I want to welcome you to Dish Nation and congratulate you for 18 years of Puss in Boots. 5 movies, 18 years. How has Puss in Boots changed over the years? We know he got that Oscar nomination. And in The Last Wish, has he finally gotten too big for his britches?
It's a little bit more than that because you're counting from the time that the movie opened. But the first session of Puss in Boots, I did it on February 2003, so it's almost 20 years now. Very happy, almost celebrating actually those 20 years of Puss, and it has been a fantastic ride, that's the truth.
In The Last Wish, Puss is coming to grips with his last life, a little bit of a spoiler there. If you had nine lives to go, what's something crazy that you would do?
Everything. With 9 lives, you will give yourself permission to just, try different experiences. You can jump out of in a parachute. You can just, I don't know. You can do a number of things that probably if you have only one, you mm-hmm. do. No, but in a way, the character becomes a metaphor of us all, humans. So the reflection is big. It's just, you know, how can I fully enjoy what I have and how can I appreciate actually the supreme value of life. And that's what, you know, Kitty Softpaws and Perrito are trying just to communicate with him. So he's learning a big lesson out of these movies, this kind of character that has been, you know, a little bit off the box in the other movies, that he's very arrogant, that he's full of himself, that he's very heroic legend, that he's, you know. It becomes to a reflection that makes him more humble and more lovable in a way. Yeah.
Yeah. This is a slight spoiler alert, but we, at the very end of The Last Wish, we get a hint that we might see our favorite green ogre again. Can you give us any hints or let us know anything about what might be happening in Far, Far Away Land?
I would love to give you something specific, but no, I don't. I don't. All I can say, if I were an executive of the studios and I had the rights in my hand, I mean, it's a no-brainer. I would do it, of course, because it's a saga that I think is ready to go back to the big screen. Loved by a whole entire generation of people that would love to just go and see it again and show it to their kids.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Antonio Banderas. It has been great. Hey, guys, stick around. We've got a lot more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back. Seems Rebel Wilson's latest on-screen kiss had some real-life impacts on her love life. She told reporters that she was nervous and anxious about kissing her co-star Charlotte Gainsbourg while filming her upcoming movie, The Almond and the Seahorse. Now, her on-screen love interest was originally supposed to be played by a man, but Rebel requested a woman, and ironically, it led her to consider kissing a woman in her personal life, which is good news for her current love, Ramona Agrima. What do you think? Well, that one kiss really kind of turned her on to kissing women in general.
Who would have done? I mean, I can't think of too many like movies where like she had like a male romantic love interest, because I just remember the Pitch Perfect movies and some of those other things. Mm-hmm. But yo, man, she must have really put that thing down.
Right.
Yeah. Oh,
that's why I feel like you gotta do method acting when you do love scenes. Yes.
But y'all just think of this, honey. Just think, honey, if Tanner and Headcrack, honey, just would kiss me right now, I could change their lives. Isn't that nice? I mean, your lives would change. You would be better people.
Oh, my life would definitely change.
But now, Tanner, if Gary gave you $100,000.
Oh, damn it, Sherry.
There you go.
$100,000.
And show him the money first.
It's going to start with a kiss, Tanner. Then it's going to... Unfortunately, it's a slippery slope from there.
Yo, they would start... I'm not sure that $100,000...
Money back, no.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.